On the road or off, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. No wonder J.D. Power awarded Silverado the most dependable large light-duty pickup. Truck month is back at your local Chevy dealer. Check out the full line of Silverados at Chevy Drive Chicago.
Justin Kaufman joins us, a reporter for Axios Chicago. You know the name Justin Kaufman, longtime radio veteran in Chicago. Had a real good run here at WGN Radio, and now he's over at Axios. Hi, Justin. Welcome back.
John, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
What inspired the best duos of Chicago bracket that you guys built?
Yeah, well, we do them occasionally, and actually, this was one that my co-writer Carrie Shepherd had the idea for Valentine's Day, like around Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice!
And of course, we got to it 2 months later. Classic Chicago. We like to do the superlatives, what's the best TV show set in Chicago, what's the best movie, and she pointed that best duo, and I really loved it, and we were able to accumulate a sizable amount of duos in Chicago history, and then we pitted them against each other in a bracket, and that's where we're at right now.
How hard was it to come up with 16 couples, 16 duos or pairs?
We probably had 30. 40, and then there were some really funny ideas, like what about Jewel Osco, or like Karis Popcorn, or Moo and Oink. Like this, so we methodology wise, we decided only humans. We're gonna do like actually abstract things, like a Chicago handshake, like a shot of Malort, an old style, that things like that. But we determined that that would be a really hard one to be like Scotty and MJ versus Jewel Osco. How do you actually do that? So we decided just humans.
I take your point, but I was so proud of myself when I came up with the Chicago handshake to a Malort and an old style. I mean, I think that could do well. I think that would do well. It's so iconic.
It could have, and it's funny. Very funny, and it would have worked. But we were head scratching. You get down to the final four, and you're like, how is that going to? How are people even going to vote for that? So we decided that maybe in the future we'll do a best non-human Chicago duo.
So cheese and sausage could go up against.
Right. Yes. That was on the list for, I mean, there were some good ones. I have to look up the list, but it was a ton of fun little pieces like that. I believe Monica, my other co-writer, she had Jarred and Nara.
Okay, no. Now we're getting too cute. Let me walk you to the final two pairs. You had Jordan and Pippen beating Gene and Jude, the greatest hot dog stand in America. Jordan and Pippen then beat Bill and Walter, the TV duo. Then Jordan and Pippen beat Belushi and Aykroyd. They're in the finals, Jordan and Pippen. Brock and Michelle beat Faye and Dratch. Then they beat Sinise and Malkovich. Then they beat Siskel and Ebert. 56-44, y'all. So now we're down to Jordan and Pippen versus Barack and Michelle. How do you handicap this?
Well, this is a great matchup because you have one that won 6 championships, another won 2 White Houses, right? So you really get into, if you want to make sports metaphors, they're both champions in that way. But, it really comes down, this is the perfect kind of ending for a bracket is one that you really have to use your own interpretation of what you think makes them the best. So for Barack and Michelle, they're a power couple, obviously in politics, been in the White House, the President of the United States, First Lady Michelle Obama has done so much for Chicago, being the only Chicagoan left in the Final Four.
Yep.
I mean, if you think about it, Obama's not from here. Jordan and Pippen are not from here. So you're like, that's amazing. But then Jordan and Pippen, they have this sort of dynamic duo legacy, where not just for winning championships, but in terms of sports excellence. You know, they're really inseparable when you put those two names together. And for Chicago, it's a lot of nostalgia in the joy and the just sort of like amazing sort of excitement that those two and the Chicago Bulls brought to Chicago. So I don't, at this point, I think it's neck and neck. And I looked at, the voting's open all day today, and I looked early on, and it is neck and neck. And I believe Barack and Michelle have the lead right now by, it's like a 53-47 kind of thing.
You know, everybody loves Jordan and Pippen, except for maybe Bill Laimbeer and Isaiah Thomas or somebody. I mean, nobody doesn't love Jordan and Pippen. Let me have that. Half the country didn't like Barack and Michelle, right? But this is asking Chicagoans. So I put my marker on Barack and Michelle.
Yeah.
And that's how I would finish. That would be my final vote.
John, let me tell you, a lot of this, it was a lot of fun between the writers deciding what should be in or what should be out. And the one that I love, and I, for our audiences for radio, is I won't name my co-writer who said this, but they actually said when we were putting it together, they said, I'm sorry, who's Stephen Gary?
Yeah.
And
I lost
my top. I was like, how could you say it's one of the best duos in radio, Chicago radio history, whether you like him or not?
Maybe in American history.
Yeah, right. And but it was funny because she was like, nah, I don't know who they are. So there is a little bit of like nostalgia play here, you know, especially when you go back to perhaps some of the early duos in Chicago history or people who are radio duos. And so that may make a play because, this, you know, Stephen Gary got to the second round but lost heavily to Siskel and Ebert, who, again, I don't know if Siskel and Ebert are people that, you know, if a Gen Alpha is voting in this, I'm not sure that they know who Siskel or Ebert are.
Right, right. Well, your audience skews a little young, but I would say that the two greatest radio duos in Chicago, and I noticed you didn't have Larry Lujack and Lil Tommy, but that could have. But a lot of your younger listeners don't know who they are, but Chicagoans do. But I would say Kathy and Judy and Stephen Gary would be two of the marquee, and they all did make your tournament. So
yes,
props
and
then, to
there
that.
Was some. You know, the problem was is that broadcast duos, especially on the radio, are much more prevalent.
Yeah.
And so we could have flooded, you know, I know Eric and Kathy were on the list at one point and others along that line that, you know, have, you know, because this, the format of radio, you know, in your case excluded, but most of the time you're going to have duos where, you know, have a Richard Roper and a Rokan or, you know, like you mentioned, Lujack and Tommy. So there's a lot of that history, but we chose, I think there were four radio or broadcast, if you include Bill and Walter.
You didn't have Pat and Ron. You didn't have Pat and Ron.
I know, right?
You didn't have Max and Orion or Steve and Johnny.
I had, we went with Harry and Steve Stone over Pat and Ron.
That was tough. Okay, so then Bozo and Cookie.
That's a great one. I didn't think about that. That's a great one. That would have been amazing. That would have been, you know, a lot of this, John, comes down to, you're right, we could do 32, we could do 64, we could do, you know, 120. There's so many duos. We started 16. But, you know, a lot of this, too, is when you break down these, you want to be somewhat, how would you say this? You want to be balanced. So it's not just called old white dudes. And we ran into that problem where you're looking at is a lot of guys who are duos because that's what media and
so
entertainment.
There goes Vince and Lou. Yeah, right.
Right. So a Faye and Dratch, that's Tina Faye and Rachel Dratch, who are really, really influential in the improv comedy scene, are probably not going to make it out of the first round. But they're also, we may pick them over another duo of two dudes, if that makes sense. Just because at a certain point, you're just like, oh my God, it's so many dudes.
Well, it's been fun. So if I go to Axios Chicago right now, I can vote on the final two?
Yep, and if you could also just Google it, Axios Chicago Duos, and it'll come up. But yeah, right now it's close. I personally was going for Siskel and Ebert. I think that's the duos we all know in Chicago history. They made the final four. I was torn on Belushi and Aykroyd because Aykroyd's not really from here, but Belushi and Aykroyd together were the Blues Brothers and spent time here together when they shot it. And they're synonymous with like Chicago. So, but I wanted Siskel and Ebert, but they didn't make it out of the final four.
Bob Surratt starts his show every morning with a quote from Belushi and Aykroyd and the Blues Brothers. So, yeah, that's they deserve to be in there. But I think you've got the right final four, and we'll see how it goes. And then when you do 2.0 on this, give me a call, will you?
I will. You know who's not on here, which I know that Pete was telling me, Solosi and Edelson.
Hello.
Is one that didn't make the cut. They were like 17th. Hello.
I know. I know. It's like, how can you leave them out? But I think 16 is the right number. It's a fun bit at Axios Chicago. Justin Kaufman doing good work over there.